structuring a nation like India is not easy because we are not one kind of people. If you drive 100 kilometers, you will see people look different, eat different, dress different, speak different. Everything is different about us. Our ethnicity is different. So we are such diverse people. Nations are built always on the sameness. Sameness of race, religion, creed, something, whatever, some sameness. India stands in defiance of that mediocrity, complete defiance of that mediocrity. There's nothing same about the people here. Just look at each person. Everybody looks different. They could be from anywhere on the planet. Really. Hardly 10 people will look the same. So when we have such a diverse culture, we need to understand what is it that is holding us together. This is something that nobody has paid attention to. What holds us together? Why is it for the last few thousand years, even though we were many political entities, we were over 200 entities at one time, in spite of that, both within and outside this subcontinent, people saw this subcontinent as one nation, whatever they called it, Bharatvarsh or Hindustan, whatever they called it. Essentially, they saw this as one nation. What is it that makes this one nation? If you look at it, everywhere in the world, every population believed in something. This is the only culture which has no belief system as such. It is a land of seekers. You are either seeking truth or you are seeking liberation. Liberation is the highest goal. Mukti is the highest goal. If mukti is the highest goal, today liberal nations in the world are beginning to talk that freedom is the ultimate goal. Well, we've talked about it for thousands of years.